Hi, welcome to the Drones Garage. I'm Jacob Orchard, and this is part four of the Rush Build. And Golnaz is back with me again.
I'm back. Today. I didn't want to leave. I want to finish this project.
We're going to finish this. So today, the goal is to get all of it together.
Yes.
Sorry, that's our goal. Mess with the motors. Talk about hovering it. We'll see how things go.
Yeah.
All right, so this hopefully won't take too long. I did a little pre-work just to kind of make
speed
it easier.
Speed it up. Speed it up a little 50 bit. 50-minute video. Yeah.
So when we talk about, we got, you know, so far we got everything together on the quad.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything's bolted down, but it's all together. Everything's there. So the last thing to make it an FPV quad is to put the camera on it.
Yep.
So we have the camera.
And can I say this is the cutest little camera I've ever seen in my entire life? And I've seen a lot of cameras in my life. Okay.
You're an expert on cameras.
All right, let's do it.
So,
And this comes with the Rush?
This comes with the Rush. So this this camera, and it has some features depending on what you want or don't want or what you like or don't like. The cameras are, this is a pretty standard camera size for mini quads, and a bunch of different companies make them. This one in particular has a built-in on-screen display inside of it. So it'll display how long you've been flying. You can put your name on the screen as well as the voltage that the battery has on it.
Cool.
So we'll configure that later. The only downside to it, and I think the new version from what I understand doesn't have this problem, but the downside is they give you one wiring harness for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so they give you this little controller to configure the on-screen display, but that's not going to fit on the quad, nor do I want it on the quad. And so it's a shame, and I think that in the V2 version of the camera, this is actually a separate connector on the camera so that you can plug it in, do your configuration, take it off when you're not doing it. So what we're going to do is I'm going to leave it on for now. I may wind up the wire and stick it in there initially, but once I get the screen set up like I want, I'm just going to depin these connectors off and put this away and probably won't ever touch it again. So on here, let's refer to the diagram. So we have the camera, which has its wiring harness, and then over here we have the video transmitter, which has its wiring harness. This is going to be super simple. So both of them have...
Did you assemble all this beforehand?
Yeah, this is just the top of the kit.
Just screwed that on.
Screws that on. It has a reinforcing plate to sort of make that stronger. For now, we're going to do it like the kit does, where this will go on here, and then the antenna will stick out the top like this.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of guys have gone to is not using these holes, mounting the antenna underneath and just tie wrapping it on. Because when you fly the quad and it's up like this, the antenna's up. But the problem with top mounting sometimes like this is when you hit stuff, that just breaks off.
Oh.
Right? So for now, we're going to do it this way because it's just easier to put together for now. And I may change it later. So this is going to be easy. Video transmitter, camera. Here we go.
All right.
So the power distribution board has our video camera.
Perfect.
Three wires to the three pads here, camera positive, negative, and the video transmitter, which is the video signal positive, negative. These little pads next to this, VCC, 5-volt, 12-volt, VCC, 12-volt, these are, you get to select what voltage you want going to the camera and what voltage you want going to the transmitter.
Okay.
And so on here, I pre-did this. You have to create these little, and this will be super hard to see probably, but you have to create these little joins between those two pads.
Where is it? Sorry.
Right there and right there on the other side.
Okay.
So essentially you're putting solder between these two pads, and whichever two you select is the voltage that that device is going to get.
Okay.
So in our case, since the camera has an on-screen display for the voltage for the battery, we use VCC. And VCC means give it the voltage that's coming from the battery, right? No voltage regulator or anything like that. So we selected that for that. And I did the same thing for the video transmitter. I just said use the voltage that comes from the battery.
Okay.
Right? Because both the camera here in our case and the transmitter in our case have their own voltage regulators on them.
Oh,
so
okay.
they could take the power to come straight from the battery.
Cool.
So just to do that, to make
sense.
All right. So here we go. Pretty simple. Again, just like last video, mock up where it's going to be. And then we come across to, and this is the wire we're going to save later for programming, come across down here to where the This is the camera, so we got to go to the camera pads. Come over here, save yourself a little bit of extra wire from moving things around. And then we're going to cut all three of those off. Look, spare wire.
we needed that in the last video.
And then we'll do the same thing. We're going to strip these wires, which probably will do with my fingernails again because they're so tiny. And we're going to strip them off and then tin them and then solder them onto the pad. So same as last time. I'm just going to try to put them somewhere to hold. A lot of people use helping hands for their little devices that hold the solder. Yeah. Me, I'm just swinging it. So, put a little bit of solder on all these.
So, on the Rush website, do they document all this on how to assemble? Or
he's got a link to a video of somebody else doing a build video. Mm-hmm. But there's not really any documentation that tells you how to actually put one together, which for me was when I first started was kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I know I want to do this. And I had this conversation with Bob the other day because I'm like, man, it's really kind of frustrating because so many of these things work together. And then there's so many different manufacturers that different companies do things slightly different. Mm-hmm. So they'll just list something. They'll just be like a diagram and it has the pinouts like this.
Okay.
And then you're like, okay, I guess I could use that one. Yeah. And so you have to do those things. So real quick before we do all this, we got to tin these pads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So go in here and there you go. Get all of them at once. Now back to connecting this. So our little wire. This one goes to the camera. So we're gonna use the camera pads. And we'll start with the yellow wire, which is the video. And we're just gonna quickly go through here, heat them up, let them melt. And go, I see kind of long. So
the yellow wire went on the camera one.
The yellow wire goes on the camera.
And then positive,
and then
negative.
And positive, negative. Okay. Yeah, so it's pretty straightforward. And I'm going to trim these. I made them a little bit too long. They're up bigger than the pad. So essentially, we'll do the same thing for the other side. And then we'll power it on, and we'll see that we have video.
How many hours of flying time does the battery last, do you know?
So the batteries don't last all that long. So depending on the battery. So you do 4S or you can do 3S batteries. So these are 3S batteries that I have here. And they probably fly 5 to 6 minutes, and then you have to change batteries.
Okay, so you should have a few of those.
Oh, yeah. People have lots and lots of batteries. So batteries are something that people that fly quads collect a lot of. So
if you want to become a billionaire, figure out a battery that lasts.
So the battery technology, yeah, that's an area that could use a lot of help.
Yeah.
All right, so same thing for this side. So we have our video transmitter cables to go with it. And again, what I did is, you have the power for the red and black, pretty common. And then this side has a whole bunch of other stuff. So some guys prefer, they have audio left and right. And so some guys actually put microphones that sit on there. And then on their goggles, they do an output of a headphone to their ear so they can hear the motors while they're flying.
Wow.
So if you get really far away from you, you can't hear the motors anymore and you don't kind of know whether it's acting right or whatever.
Oh,
so some guys prefer to fly with the sound, and so there's audio left and right input as well to go in there as well.
That's
since I'm not using those, I just depinned out. Okay. Took out the pins. The wires are over there somewhere.
All
so.
Right.
So again, I'll just leave myself enough slack to sort of put this wherever I want inside of here. Like that, because it's going to come up, and I mounted it to the top plate. So enough wire. We'll cut that off. Extra wire. And then we'll just strip these and tin them, and then we'll solder them to the pad. And then we should be good to try the video.
You're gonna do red and black to the power. What's the yellow one? Where are you
going? The video. So on this here, it says VTX.
Oh yeah, the VTX, okay.
All right, so those are the video. Them out there and all right, here we go. Tin them up.
Should make shirts and say tin them up.
All right, so VTX, since it's by itself, we'll do it separately. Get this where I can see it again. Yeah, it's a little long. So. And that's it. And same for these two. They're probably both a little long as well, so.
Now, do they already have pre-built flying drones?
Yep.
But you can't customize it too much, or?
You can do it. There's companies that make these exact quads, and they pre-build them. You can buy them pre-built, and then you can tweak them all you want with Betaflight. And
you miss out on all the fun.
You miss out on all the fun of making it, so. But it is totally possible. So then, and there's some guys that just want to fly. They don't really want to do the building part. It's not interesting to them, but they just want to fly. And so that's what they do. They buy kits and have someone else make them for them, or they buy pre-built kits. And
you need the camera so you can operate it, right? Otherwise you're looking at in the sky, this really small flying drone and trying to see where you're going.
Yeah, but you can fly it line of sight.
Okay.
Like, you could totally fly line of sight without that. Yeah. So I'm done with the really small stuff.
Nice.
So we'll put that down there. All right.
Let's plug it up.
Off, so don't blind my eyes. All right. So that is it. Everything's put together.
Cool.
So we're going to test it.
Yeah.
So we're going to hook up the power to the power connector and the video here.
Should you be seeing a light on it at all or anything?
Well, we don't have power to it yet. So, and then on this one, we're going to plug the cable into the back of the camera. Like that.
All right.
So, one word of caution. If you don't like buying, you know, if you really like buying video transmitters, don't put the antenna on. But if you don't want to fry your video transmitter, never power it on without an antenna.
Oh, okay.
if you power this on without the antenna attached, chances are that this will smoke.
Okay.
Because it doesn't like
good,
that.
Good to
doesn't
know. Like That's that. An important step.
It's an important step. And sometimes you do it by accident because a lot of times people don't carry their quads around with the antennas attached or whatever. So we're going to try this. All and right. We're going to do magic. So we got the goggles. Turn those on.
Look at this.
I have no idea what channel it's on. Well, actually, I do. We can talk about the channels in a minute.
Can you see the inside? Right. I think they can see that.
So you're going to power this on. And everything should come on.
And
now,
signal.
Hopefully, if all is right, we'll hit the scan button. Scan, 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 scan.
Oh!
Look at that.
How do you get it in focus?
Well,
oh, yeah, there you go.
Better, I tilted up a little bit for you.
That's pretty cool.
camera is
on. I don't know if you guys can see that.
But
I don't know. It's when the camera's on. I don't know which one I'm looking at.
I don't either.
That's tight.
All right. So we know the camera works. We know the transmitter works.
Oh, that's so cool.
So everything is put together on the quad now.
Nice.
So now it's a matter of just putting this stuff together. So
I just got to put it on for the camera. Oh, man, I'm in the future.
Just fly around.
Yeah. So. Oh, that is so cool. Okay.
All right. Cool.
So just, let's screw it all on.
Well, let's screw it all together, and then we can get to the point of we could do a little bit of more configuration, and we're done. So pretty simple, I think. Okay. All right. So we're going to, for the VTX, we're not going to mess with the on-screen mm-hmm. display for now. So put that aside. I'm just going to roll this cable up. Hopefully it won't get damaged at all, but we're just going to shove it back there behind the camera.
Just shove it over there.
It doesn't need to be there. All right. So then it's a matter of, here's all that wire we had before. How do I want to deal with it? Mm-hmm. And what I care about is just sort of putting the wire underneath there, get the board on, push it down and kind of, I'm not that picky. Shove the wires underneath there, kind of hold it. What I don't want, I'm okay with wires sticking a little bit front, a little bit back, but not out the sides, mm-hmm. right? Because they're going to get caught on stuff. Okay. So first things first, let's open up the... There you go. Stuck nice. Right on top of the controller.
Cool.
Now, we'll have to deal with the antennas, but we'll deal with that later. So for the top, now all I'm doing is on here, in the directions, I don't know if I have a PowerPoint for it, but these dip switches determine which channel you're broadcasting on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of want them in a way that you can get at them later.
Okay.
Right, so you don't want to mount them in a way. So what I'm going to do is, again, double-sided tape is your friend. Little bit of double-sided tape. And right on top of here.
Mm-hmm.
And to hold it. And it's not going to... There we go. And for this... Here's the top of the quad. Oh, I can't quite get all the tape off of there. And I'll probably tie wrap it as well. But I'm going to position this.
Right
so
under that.
Okay. Right under that hole.
All
right. Right there. So when it's all together, I can flip the dip switches and stuff.
All
right. And it'll be cool. And then I'll probably tie wrap that stuff together so it's out of the way and not in the way of anything else. So here is the magic. It's all done. You got your camera there,
mm-hmm.
and now you just line everything up. So the camera's got two slots for this carbon fiber on the side.
Should you just like click in?
And it should fit in the slots like that.
Nice.
One. And then it's meant to be a little tight so that the camera doesn't move while you're flying. We have a built quad. So, a few minor things to true up. I'd probably tie wraps around here to hold that just instead of the double-sided tape just to give
just
it a little
to be
more safe.
Okay.
And then you have to deal with the antennas.
Yeah.
Right. So, you don't want these things caught in the props mm-hmm. or whatever. So, there's a few different things people could do. So, typically, someone will take tie wraps, little okay. tiny tie wraps, and you'll attach them to the frame somewhere. And maybe run them straight out the back like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or some guys now are running them along the bottom of the arms, right? Since you don't want the props that get caught in them.
Okay.
Very first one I built, first time I flew it.
Yeah, caught.
Cut one of these right off. So the way to kind of protect them is you take a tie wrap and some heat shrink
mm-hmm.
and you find out where you want to put it. You put tie wrap inside with heat shrink, and you heat shrink it down and make it a little stiff, and it gives a little protection from there. and so then it's all protected. And that's sort of a decision option. There's lots of different ways to do it.
So, now, if I just took some duct tape and did that, would you yell at me?
It would work.
So, all right.
It would work. And so depending on what you do, some guys bring them, they'll bring them up here and they'll put the little tie wraps there and be like little bunny ears and heat shrink tie wraps around it. That's fine.
That's for later.
It's for later. And we'll pretty it up at the end when we're all together. All right. So now you want to hover it.
Yeah.
All right.
I promised that in the last episode.
We're gonna do a few things. So now you gotta go back to the computer. We got to do one last check of stuff. So we want to go to BL Heli. All right. So this is BL Heli. So BL Heli is a program used to program and the firmware for the ESCs. The speed controllers, not only does the flight computer have its own firmware, the ESCs have their own firmware. So we have to, and we have to check to make sure the motors themselves are all spinning in the right direction. So I remember in the first episode or in the second episode, I said, we'll worry about the motor direction later.
Mm-hmm.
Now
it's time
later.
To worry.
Time to worry about it. So in beta flight, in the picture where you said, mm-hmm. you know which motor is which motor, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, and 4, it also had little arrows going in direction of which way they're on, counterclockwise, clockwise, and stuff like that. So typically, and I'm going to get this wrong, so we'll look. Let's look real quick. So you can go back into our beta flight. And we can connect to it. Let's plug it in first. Plug it in, hit connect. And if we go back to configurator, you'll see 1 and 4 run clockwise, and then 2 and 3 run counterclockwise.
Okay.
It's important to remember. But we're not going to use BL Heli, or we're not going to use Betaflight for this, so we'll just connect that. But we need Betaflight on, or we use BL Heli to look at the motors. So with that all connected, one of the newer features is you can talk to the ESCs via pass-through from Betaflight.
Mm-hmm.
So in the old days, you're not that old, or some ESCs, required you used to one of these little programmers, which plug in USB, and then our old servo wires, you would plug in here, and you'd program each one of these individually.
Ooh, okay.
Right? But then when guys started soldering them to the flight controller board, it became harder.
More and more. Okay.
So they have this feature now. It allows you to connect to the ESCs through there. So I'm going to let you do it. We are going to, it already connected. Automatically, that's crazy. Let's try this again to make sure, because I was testing it before the show. Let's just close BL Heli altogether. Sometimes it gets confused. Yeah. All right. Back to escape out of there. Where's File Explorer? There it is. All right. So BL Heli, not really an installed app, but. All right. So here we are. BL Heli. Up here, we set how we're going to connect. And so I said we're going to connect through CleanFlight. So Betaflight is an iteration of CleanFlight. CleanFlight came first, and then they spun off and made Betaflight. So it's CleanFlight, Betaflight, same thing. So we're going to connect via Betaflight. And then we're going to pick COM port 4, because that's where it's at, and hit connect. And you're going to see it down here. It said, I found multiple ESCs. And we're going to go over here and hit this check button.
Nice.
And now it read them.
Cool.
It says, there they are. There's 4 ESCs. It tells us the brand and the version of the firmware that's on there.
Okay.
So that's cool. So what we're going to check just to see where we're at, I know motors 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go to motors. Now that I have a battery plugged into it, I could click on this
mm-hmm.
and we can up arrow ever so slowly. And since this is motor 1, magic should happen relatively soon. Is it Twitch yet?
Oh.
There it goes. All right. So, if you touch that, which way is it spinning?
I can't tell. I need to slow it down. That way?
Yeah, so okay. It's going counterclockwise, right? Counterclockwise.
Which is what we wanted, or it's supposed to do.
I can never remember. So we'll spin up number two. And you don't want to, because we don't,
really fast.
There's no props on it. We don't want to go.
Oh, there you go.
So.
I don't know which way that's going either. Is it going this way?
Yep.
All right, same thing.
They're going counterclockwise.
All right.
So, and I'm betting since I wired them all the same, they all will probably go counterclockwise.
Okay.
So, on our previous picture, what did we say?
Two of them were counter, the other one was clockwise. I don't remember which one. Was it one and four that was counter?
Yeah, so essentially you look at it and you're just like, these two that are opposite of each other should go clockwise, and these two should go counterclockwise.
Should we pull it up?
So we should look at this, because I always mess up.
Yeah.
So we know the motors are spinning, so I'm going to go back in here to the setup, and we're going to disconnect from here. Oh, yeah, disconnect from there. Because I don't want to, and I'm going to unplug this. Yeah. Not the awesomest software in the world, but it works. So go back in here and say connect. And you could do the same. You could do the motors in here as well. So go to configuration. All right, so we want one and four going clockwise, and three and three going counterclockwise. So these two were spinning the right way.
Yeah.
So these two,
gotta change them.
One and four are wrong. So,
all right.
I'm going to disconnect from there, and let's go back into BL Heli. So launch BL Heli.
Relaunch it? No.
All right, and then go down to the bottom and hit connect. All right, and then hit check. All right, so which ones do we want to reverse?
One and four.
All right, so unselect on the bottom there, unselect two and three. And then up here at the top, you have motor direction.
Mm.
Slide that over to reverse.
With this?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
now
simple.
Hit right to setup.
Where?
Which is right
this
there.
One?
Yep. All right.
Nice.
So it's set. Now, if we check the motors.
Yeah.
So go to the motors tab. Hit the little, I understand I'm going to turn motors on without props.
Okay, I like that it warns
so you.
So
you don't want to spin. You don't want to spin them up too fast without props on them or without using a device to sort of, because you can burn them out because there's no resistance on them.
Yeah.
So spin that up and.
It's around 50.
Keep going. It's going to be like 11 something. So, because we haven't calibrated the top and bottom range of where the motors speed up yet. Getting close. There you go.
There you go.
Now
is it going?
It's going this way.
Okay. You just follow it a little.
Yeah.
Then you'll know. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. That's going
so
right.
So we should be good.
Okay.
We should be good.
Should I test four? Are we confident that it works?
No, I'm pretty confident it's going to work.
All righty.
We're going to risk it.
Let's do it.
So that's it. The motors are spinning in the right direction. Everything's good.
Anything else to do?
So. We'll come back to this later.
Okay.
Like, we'll do the firmware. You could do the firmware upgrade in here and upgrade each of the ESCs.
Okay.
But we're going to try it right now.
Let's do it.
Without that. So we're going to disconnect from here. We got to do one more thing or else I won't even be able to fly it. So back in Betaflight, or let's connect up in here. So they have these things called modes, arm, disarm. So. Here, then we could take the battery off for this. Here on the transmitter, I have switches here assigned to different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is customizable. You can sort of say, hey, I want this switch to do this, this switch to do that. The quad won't actually fly unless you arm it.
Okay.
Which is like, hey, I turned the battery pack on, I've got props and everything on, but now I want to fly it, so I got to actually make the props spin.
Okay.
And so if you go look at the receiver tab, in my model, and I do it for all of them, I have switches. Oh, I got to turn it on, else it won't even know I'm here. I have these switches set up, and I use the same configuration for all my models. That's why it's not confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this little momentary switch when I do it, it's right. called auxiliary 3. If I hold the momentary switch up and then flip this other switch, it should flip on auxiliary 2. Oh.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. Auxiliary 2. And then it's telling me that the battery's low because there's actually no battery plugged mm-hmm. into it. And then some of these other switches do other things, so we get programmed to do different stuff.
Okay.
And so for now, just so we can go hover it, we're going to go into mode, and we're going to add one for ARM. And we're going to set aux 2, which is the one that I use for ARM in the quad. I'm going to move this range where it's active to the top. And so if I do the sequence, which is turn to momentary, flip that on. Oh, it was not aux 2, it was aux 3. Maybe it was aux 3. There.
Battery low.
Oh.
Battery critical.
It is aux 2. This is doing it live.
Yeah.
So.
Should you save it or?
Battery critical.
I'm not seeing it move. So if I go back to the receiver, let me try it, make sure I got the right one.
Aux 3.
There goes aux 2. There you go. All right, so it is aux 2. So go back to mode, add here, aux 2, and slide it to the top. We'll hit save. Get it to right, but it should be. There you go. And then it'll fly, and then if I want to shut it off, I just flip that switch back.
Okay.
So we're good. And then we're going to take the chance and try to hover it.
All right.
So disconnect from there. And here we go. We're going to. Yeah, I know. All right. Last pieces. So
kind of important pieces.
Important pieces. And this is going to be fun. Kind of reckless, probably a little bit. Wada will be mad at me that we're not. Probably being as safe. But.
Safe's boring, come on.
It's okay. All right, so props. And let me grab. All right, so.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right, so this is just a wrench to
okay.
do those. And so, and if you want these, Harbor Freight, very cheap. So. Little wrench to pull off the nuts. And the way the quad works is we had clockwise, counterclockwise, so on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
So on the props themselves, they have letters on them. They tell our numbers, and that one says 4040, and this one says 4040.
Mm-hmm.
But this one says 4040R.
Okay.
All right, so the way I remember this, pretty easy. Bottom right from the back of the quad is an R.
Mm-hmm.
The other R, which is this one, goes on the other side. And then these two
go on the other side.
So it's the easiest way to remember it.
All right, bottom right R, for bottom. The R.
And then you just screw these on. Right, and tighten them up enough to hold. And there's minor, like I said, finishing touches. Like I'll put electrical tape around the ESCs to hold them down to the board, and some stuff like that
mm-hmm.
to kind of clean it up a little bit. And then we'll probably have to move to a little bit of more open space.
Yeah, to fly this properly.
So, all right, all the props are on. We're all set. Now, battery strap. So. All of my quads are actually bottom mount battery straps. We'll probably put this one up here at some point, but since I double sticky back the transmitter
yeah.
there, for now, I'm just going to run the battery strap underneath here, and we're going to strap the battery on the bottom.
Yeah.
So
Guado would be mad at you for this. It's pretty dangerous. But so, it's okay.
So put the battery there, and so a lot, and so see how there's Velcro here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, normally we'll put a piece of Velcro there
okay.
as well to sort of hold the battery in place as well with the strap. But we're going to strap this battery on like that. And I'm going to tuck the wires just here so they're not going to get caught up in the props. Shove those there because we're just going to go hover it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all set.
Cool.
So where do we want to do this at?
Right here. You're going to catch it. Is it really that like fast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
All right. Here we go. We're going to try this.
Look how much space we have.
We got a little space.
All right, let's go.
We're just going to turn it on and hover it.
Okay.
And then we're going to shut it off. Okay. So, all right. So.